I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A lawyer for Victory Land owner Milton McGregor says he hopes to have his casino reopened by Christmas. That's despite a court order allowing the state to keep his seized gambling machines. McGregor's attorney, Joe Espy, says Victory Land will have to obtain new machines in order to reopen. Espy believes the casino will be able to do that. The state's been in a long-running legal battle over the slot machine lookalikes. The Attorney General's office seized over 1,600 electronic bingo machines and $260,000 in cash during a 2013 raid at Victory Land. Earlier this year, Montgomery Circuit Judge William Shashi ordered the state to return the machines by November 16th. He said it was unfair to close the casino if others remained open. On Monday, the Alabama Supreme Court stayed the order to return the machines, pending the state of Alabama's appeal. Internet giant Google's plans to build in Jackson County are prompting a land auction today. 600 acres will go on the auction block following Google's announcement that it'll put a major data center in the county. The property includes recreational land, timberland, as well as acreage along Lake Gunnersville. Keith Baldwin is the president of the center-based auction company. He says he's excited over the auction process.
We're going to find out what the true market value of this real estate will be. And it's what the public's willing to bear. It's what the public's willing to bid on it. And I'm, to be honest with you, I'm really excited about seeing what it will bring.
The auction will begin at noon today at Carlisle's Restaurant in Scottsboro, Alabama. People can bid there live or place bids over the internet. A new way to evaluate injured players on the football field is now being used on the sidelines during University of Alabama football games. It's called the Player Privacy Tent. It was created by a group of mechanical engineering students at the University of Alabama. Jared Cassidy, Christian Paris, Jared Porteous, and Patrick Powell made the tent as part of their senior project. Cassidy says this tent can be used to potentially diagnose an injury on the sidelines privately.
You think about Nick Chubb and a player like that when he was injured, how it just became such a big spectacle. This gives them the privacy and lets them make a better evaluation and talk to the parents before you might see it on TV. And so we think that's a great thing.
Cassidy says the player privacy tent is the first of its kind. He hopes that one day all stadiums across the country will have one. And a special election will be held next year to fill the East Alabama legislative seat left vacant by the recent death of State Representative Leslie Vance. Governor Robert Bentley recently announced the election schedule for that district that covers portions of Lee and Russell counties. A primary election will be held January 19th with a general election April 12th. Now your forecast.
Becoming sunny on this Thursday, we'll top out in the upper 60s. Much cooler tonight, overnight lows in the 40s. As for the weekend, temperatures top out in the 60s across much of the state. 50s for North Alabama. A frost is possible, especially north of Interstate 20 over the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.